Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a very common question I get is, where do I practice medicine? And can some of you guys see me as a patient? Answer to your second question, you can't see me as a patient. I do not have my medical practice anymore on purpose, although based on issues, I'll tell you, like Obamacare, etc. I work for telemedicine companies, but you wouldn't be able necessarily to ask for me. And so I'm honored. You know, I would love to be people's doctors again, their personal doctor, but I'm just not doing that now. And so with my medical practice, I closed it in 2016. And not to blame President Obama, I think the one piece of Obamacare regarding pre-existing conditions was necessary. You needed to finally tell insurances to stop denying people based on pre-existing conditions, asking insurance companies or telling insurance companies they have to cover a physical. I agreed with. But that could have been the bill. You didn't have to have 2,200 pages. And so when insurance companies are like, wait a second, there's going to be subsidies and the government is going to reimburse us, and they're... premiums went up. They also said, well, hey, if we got to cover pre-existing conditions, then how we're going to hedge that is we won't pay until you've put in 10 grand, which is a deductible. Once you hit your deductible, then we'll pay. So when insurance companies used to say, here's your $50, Dr. Dahlia, here's your $150 for the physical, now it's patient owes you the $50. Patient owes you the $100 because they still have a deductible. And so I actually went to the bank and asked for a loan. Or I asked for a line of credit. We had fantastic credit. You guys have heard the headlines that banks have been turning people down in terms of credit. Well, we went to the bank and said, look, after Obamacare, everybody's having these high deductibles. Patients aren't paying. We think we're going to be able to weather the storm, or maybe somebody's going to reverse Obamacare or something, but we need to pay our staff because money is not coming in. So can you give us a line of credit? The bank said, no. And I go, but I have perfect credit. They said, but you're not going to. They said, we're going into a recession. Actually, this was like 2009, 2010. They said, we're going into a recession, and we're not. Now, I know now Google has changed it to the recession ended in 2009, but that's not how I remember it. It was bad till 2015. And so they said, you're going to not have good credit anymore, like everybody else. And so, no, we're not going to give you a line of credit. And we had perfect credit, no debt, paid everything off. And so by the time when some universities were looking to hire faculty, by 2015, 2016, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to have to close the practice. There's only so much we could do because you can't, you know, operate with money not coming in because patients weren't paying the $50 or the $100. It was a recession. So we closed the practice, and I really missed the patients and all that. We gave the practice to another doctor. We didn't sell the practice. That wasn't going to make money on patient charts. Just, these patients need a doctor. I'm going to go teach. Keep our staff, please. Keep our staff. Here's the patients. Now, I don't know if that doctor's still practicing. I know, you know, and many of you have been very frustrated that your family doctor or your neighborhood doctor is no longer, you know, practicing. It's not because of greed. It's literally, we couldn't do it. I wanted to post on Facebook, and my husband wouldn't let me, when we bottomed out our personal bank account. Our bank account was completely empty because we were, whatever money came in, we used to pay the staff, and we didn't take any salary. Well, after a few months, you have no money left. And I wanted to, this was in the dead of the recession. This was, I think, 2014, 2015. I told my husband, let me go back to waiting tables. At least I always have cash in my hands because I would have tips that night. Let me wait tables. He's like, no, we're going to get through this. And we did, but it just wasn't sustainable. And so a lot of doctors left. And they said, we just can't do this. It's not worth it. Now, corporations like, we'll take you. We'll hire you. We'll handle the billing. We'll handle the deductibles. We'll, you just work for us. And I could have worked as a corporate doctor, but I wanted to teach. I wanted to do my show. So I declined some of those jobs. But a lot of your doctors went that route. Now, in terms of telemedicine, that I got into right before COVID. It was a year before COVID. And I'm like, look, I have to do my show. I have to be available for the media. I need some more flexibility. And I got hired by a couple telemedicine companies. And in fact, three hired me. And I found that it was kind of nice. You know, I got to work from home. If I had to take the dog to the vet, I could do it. If I had to pick the kids up from school, it was great. It's not the same medicine, and I still miss my practice. I still miss seeing patients in person. But, you know, it just got, you know, another thing that also really was a pain was when I had to refer patients to a specialist, they didn't want to go based on the Yelp reviews. If they didn't like the doctor's Yelp reviews. And I'm like, what the hell? What? And you took a look, and it sounded like some ex-girlfriend wrote it. Or some, I mean, they were very vague. They were these negative reviews. And I'm like, look, this guy has saved all my patients' lives. And it just, medicine changed. So now patients are picking doctors based on Yelp. Why don't you go to the medical board? The medical board will list doctors and what their sanctions were for and if they've been sued. You know, it might be a little bit more accurate than Yelp. But just medicine changed. And a lot of doctors who were close to retirement said they're done. For doctors like me that were still too young to retire, we did other forms of medicine. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Minimum wage bill in California. And now we have something called Panera Gate. And I'm sure you guys have heard what's been going on with this, but let me kind of review for you. And now Governor Newsom is under some fire for allowing Panera to be excluded from this $20 an hour minimum wage bill. That is causing a lot of anxiety, not only among franchisee owners and business owners, but also consumers, because prices are going up as a result. Many of us are already seeing now $13 McDonald's meals, $15 meals from fast food. Not what was supposed to be intended with this. So the Sacramento Bee broke down what Panera Gate is. So this AB 1228 gives most California fast food workers a huge pay bump to $20 an hour. Now that fast food isn't necessarily a teenage after school job where many individuals that have come to this country are using it to feed their families. It went from being a side job or a, teen job to actually being something that a family is relying on to feed their family. So there had been calls that if you work at fast food, you get paid a decent salary, especially since a lot of teenagers are now just playing video games in their parents' basement and they're not working. So the fast food industry had to take on adult workers, family people, and that now as a result, you can't live on $7.25. So when they raised it from 12 to 16, and now it's going to be $20 for, I believe if you have a franchise that has over 100 stores throughout the United States, even though you are only owning one, I believe you still have to pay your staff $20 an hour. Well, there's a caveat. If you are a restaurant that operates a bakery that produces for sale on the establishment premises, you sell bread, you're exempt. So fast food franchises who produce their own bread are exempt. Now, people were like, well, that's kind of random. I mean, is that because of donuts? Is it maybe because of donut shops? Why? Well, there's been some rumors that the owner of Panera Bread is a buddy of Governor Newsom. I cannot confirm or deny it, but Bloomberg News was the first one to report that Panera Bread seems to benefit from this. A couple other franchises could also be also exempt. And according to Bloomberg, Newsom fought really hard for that exemption to be in the final form of AB 1228. Why is Newsom so excited about bread? So the rumor has it that the billionaire franchisee Greg Flynn owns 24 Panera Bread restaurants in California and is his buddy and is a mega donor. He also helped donate to defeat the 2022 recall attempt. So now it's starting to smell of pay for play. Senate Minority Leader Brian Jones, a Republican, says campaign contributions should not buy you exemptions in legislation. The public deserves to know the truth about the allegations of Governor Newsom's, quote, crony capitalism. So now it's going to be politics and people going back and forth. But Newsom's office have had to come out and say, hey, guys, the governor never met with Flynn about this bill. The story's absurd. The legal team has reviewed it and says Panera is not exempt from the law. They said Panera is not exempt because they don't necessarily bake the dough on site. If you bake the dough on site, well, I mean, if I was a franchisee, I'd be like, okay, then you know what? Fine, give me a bread maker. Get a bread maker on that counter, and I'm going to make some dough. I'm going to make some dough. I will sell a couple rolls a day and get myself out of it. And mind you, I don't want workers being underpaid. But you took an industry that provides food much cheaper than, sadly, grocery stores, sadly, many restaurants that are feeding a lot of individuals of low income. And now you are going to make them pay more. You know, you're hearing a lot of news about surge pricing. Wendy's was going to surge price, and then they decided to not do it, which is basically something that these companies have always done. You know, we're going to raise our prices right before Christmas. We're going to have a sale. We're going to do, you know, to drive traffic. So apparently Wendy's was going to use their digital boards to allow there to be price changes. Don't be shocked. Don't be shocked if you see a sandwich cheaper, depending on traffic, depending on time of day. Well, all these other companies were like, oh, wow, well, we're going to not do that. Even though they have been doing specials and they have raised their prices too, it wouldn't be as fluctuant as a digital pricing sort of AI powered platform or something where a person's like, let's just raise the price. But, you know, these companies are struggling. And I'm not here to play a violin for fast food companies, but being a small business owner, if your only business is one of these franchisees, stores, and labor costs are already ridiculously high because of the health insurance, because of the FICA, because of all the other taxes you're paying. Now, on top of that, you're raising the wages. They're going to stick it to the consumer. I don't want the consumer getting stuck any more than we already are. And it's getting pretty damn ridiculous. Now, people eating less fast food, is that the worst thing? No. Now, I think we eat too much fast food. But groceries are pretty expensive. And I don't want people not eating. I mean, I'd rather they be able to eat or afford what they can eat. And as a result, if these companies keep raising rates, now you have Californian legislators saying it should be $50 minimum wage. When does it stop? These politicians keep asking for people to pay more and more and more in wages, so then the prices keep going up. After $50 an hour, what's next? Everybody has to, in fact, the $50 an hour is supposed to allow everybody to have a six-figure income. Six-figure incomes are nice, but six-figure incomes used to be nice. Now that has to be the minimum? Well, if you're forcing companies to make everybody six figures, then it's either going to force automation, force unemployment, or force price hikes. And so I think we need to maybe slow our roll and think about this. But this Panera exemption, because they sell bread. So right now they're saying, no, they're not exempt. Let me see if there's another company. I'm not exactly sure. But, you know, I think you are going to see people try to get out of paying more than they have to. And I did find that very arbitrary. I mean, if they were trying to say that donut shops, you know, are free, I don't understand where the bread came from. But you're selling bread. I think Panera sells bread. But then anybody else that sells cornbread, sells muffins, sells bagels. So I'm not exactly sure how that's going to work. But I think we all as consumers have to fight back and say, look, as much as we want people getting paid and being able to support their families, we don't want the cost going to us. And if the company has to either charge us or go under, then we might need to rethink what we're doing with these laws. Are there other ways to provide incentives? You know, are there $20 an hour? That's nice, but I think we're already beyond that. $20 an hour with the amount of taxes and with the amount of what you now have to pay for your health insurance, now that health insurance has gotten ridiculously high because of all the diet injections and cancer medications and all that, that now insurance companies are paying, $20 is not going to be enough. Any day, you are going to start hearing legislators, besides this woman who wants $50 an hour, you're going to hear people ask for more. And, you know, these hospitals are saying they're going under. These medical offices are going under. No one's going to be open. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. There's another name emerging to eventually replace Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell as the GOP's leading lawmaker on the Senate side. Senator John Thune is reportedly lining up a run for the post after McConnell steps down in November. Thune's facing at least one other Republican, Texas Senator John Cornyn, who announced his bid last week. NFL star Jason Kelce announcing his retirement.
He made the emotional announcement at a news conference in Philadelphia on Monday.
In Philadelphia, and I look back on a career filled with ups and downs.
Kelce was drafted by the Eagles in the sixth round of the 2011 NFL Draft and played 13 seasons with the team.
USA's John Schaefer. Women's college basketball phenom Caitlin Clark of the Iowa Hawkeyes has now topped legend Pete Maravich's record to become the NCAA's all-time points record holder in Division I college basketball. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, I heard about this. One Las Vegas gambler won twice on the same night. A jackpot twice. Now, they haven't named who he is, because I'm sure everybody's going to be like, are you single? But it was playing slots at Caesar's Palace on Saturday night, March 2nd. He hit a $165,000 jackpot at 5 p.m. Less than 5 hours later, he was at another jackpot, same hotel, won $545,000. In total, he cleared, well, I don't know, after taxes, $710,000. Wow. Have I ever won a lot of money? No, I haven't. But then again, I don't gamble a lot. I don't take a lot of risks. My father was a gambler. And I saw us win and go broke. Win and go broke. Go broke most of the time. So I went to 12 schools and we moved 12 times when I was a kid. And he gambled himself to poverty all the time. Never saw a man work so hard just to have nothing. And it scared me because he was a man who was, you know, so not into sugar, not into smoking, not into alcohol, but he sure allowed that dopamine and that addiction to take over as it pertained to gambling. And winning money, doing nothing, except playing a game, is addictive. And so you hear cases like this. The media loves to advertise it, tell everybody. And as a doctor, I'm like, be careful. You know, one thing they never ask anybody, which I think would be really helpful for a new gambler to make a decision, is how much have you spent to make that money? You know, one time I took my son to play bingo, and he won $800 that day, which was kind of a jackpot for bingo in a way. That was his first time. Yeah, he has a lot of first-time luck, but then he doesn't gamble because he knows better, because I tell him not to, and I tell him about my dad and stuff like that. May he rest in peace, my dad. But there are other individuals that are there all the time, and they lose, and they lose. And if you start to add up, they're not ahead. They play, and they lose, and they lose, and then they win a little. They lose, they lose, they lose, maybe they win. So the winning keeps them going, but overall they lose. Same thing with lottery. Now, I know if you win the lottery, my guess is you didn't put $850 million in. But somebody wins a couple thousand in the lottery, you're like, wow, you're so lucky. How long have you been buying lottery tickets? Well, I've been buying $40 in lottery tickets for 8 years. Okay, well, then you've lost money. You know, what were you betting in order to make a $165,000 jackpot? Were you playing $5 a game? $10 a game? $20 a game? Now, my guess is he made money. $710,000, he made money. But they really need to do that. They really need to ask people, look, how much money have you put in? You know, so we could kind of look at your ROI. Was it a return on investment? And there are people who are professional gamblers. I could never do that. I don't like taking the risk. If I get a paycheck, I want to put that paycheck in the bank. I want to pay off debt. I never think that I could parlay it. I'm sure there's other people that do. But Las Vegas, you know, it's a game. Now, there are winners. Few winners, but there are winners. You have to have winners or nobody would gamble there. If not one person won, then people would say, well, then that casino, it's just going to... They have to let you win a little to keep you hooked. That's why if you ever do come to our beautiful city, you'll see these big billboards on people who won money. You'll see pictures of them holding $100 bills. And they look like you or I. They look like your neighbor. They look like your Aunt Flo. I mean, you know, they're sitting there looking happy, winning money. They don't look rich. They look like regular people winning money. But boy, do they advertise those same people. I'm like, I swear I saw that person before. And so, you know, it's a business. And for these casinos to draw in people who will lose money on the tables, there has to be that hope. There has to be that sound that you're winning something. You know, the reason why it's getting a little trickier is Vegas used to offer very inexpensive food, very inexpensive entertainment, and inexpensive rooms. So you would go there as a local or as a, you know, rather than international travel, domestic travel, going, hey, I could have a cheap vacation in Vegas. Kids could play at Circus Circus. We could do some hiking in the beautiful mountains. We could gamble, enjoy the beach or the pool. There's not a beach, but some of these resorts have beautiful pools, like the Tropicana that's going to be closing down. They used to have waterfalls. Their pool was exquisite. And they're like, well, how do they make their money to offer such cheap food? 99-cent shrimp cocktail, $2.99 breakfast buffets, $5.99 prime rib. That's what they used to do in the 80s and 90s because they got you to dump money. And I remember my father, when he would lose, and say, well, look, at least everybody got fed. Everybody had a place to stay. We made a vacation. And he would justify the loss, saying he still felt like he got something out of it. So he fell into that trap of, you see, well, then we could come back because at least we're still getting a vacation. So the number one place we vacationed to as kids was Vegas. When we lived in Phoenix, we kept going to Vegas. I'm like, I'd like to go to Disneyland once in a while. They took us to Disneyland once in a while, but Disneyland was expensive. It was cheaper to go to Vegas. So we'd hop in the car, get a cheap room, eat at the cheap buffet, and that's how they would do it. Now Vegas has transformed. You have amazing restaurants, amazing entertainment. You know, just walking around the strip, getting exercise, beautiful weather. We got sports. But, you know, be careful with the gambling. You know, many of us have a friend that won money. And I had a friend that won a lot of money once. But now that I know him and I've seen him gamble and I've seen him, I think he's lost it all in tenfold. We talk about the psychology of these casinos. And it isn't just Las Vegas. It could be anywhere. But the psychology of casinos are to make you stay. Oftentimes, these casinos had very annoying and obnoxious carpet. They didn't want you looking down on the ground to go and grab your purse or to start walking. A lot of them had angles and shapes to almost make you want to turn and look at the table. So while the obnoxious colors were on the carpet, the gambling tables were green, a softer, more relaxing color, making you want to stay, get sleepy. You'd get free drinks. So you're thinking, oh, wow, I'm getting free alcohol for this. You used to hear the clinging, so it would work on your auditory senses, hearing the clinging of money. So, wow, people are winning money. Now that everything's electronic, you'll hear dings, but it doesn't sound like it used to. And then the chips. When you feel a chip, you don't want to let it go. You want to keep touching it and playing with it, and you want more of these. I don't know which psychologist figured out how to make these casino chips feel like they do, but you really like holding them and touching them. And you know, it appeals to all your senses. You have to go to the bathroom. Is the bathroom right there at the front of the door? No, bathrooms are buried. You have to go through a convoluted maze of slot machines or of places to gamble until you could get to a bathroom. And that's all manipulation. So I'm glad this gambler won, but be careful. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be.
Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Breaking news this morning was how Facebook, Instagram, and Threads were all down. Looks like it lasted at least 2 hours for some. I was able to get back on in a half hour. Surprised at how we let ourselves be so vulnerable and so dependent on these platforms. But it sounds like many individuals were able to get back online after a couple hours. I know Meta, that runs Facebook, wants to eventually have us do all our meetings all in the virtual sphere. Apparently, the Meta Quest headsets weren't working either. So for people thinking, oh, this is great, we can now have our avatars go to the meetings for us. Ready Player One is a book that talks about how in the future I mean, it's a fictional story, but I could definitely see in the future our schools be like avatars, where you're at home, but you log in. And if you don't show up, there's obviously consequences in terms of you failing, things like that. But you have to log in. Your avatar has to show up. You be your avatar. You do your schooling. And you never have to walk on to campus. And they have very few teachers because the teachers can be remote, can be in another state. So, you know, Meta has acknowledged that there was an issue impacting login. Engineering teams were quick to resolve it, and it looks like they were able to get back within a couple hours. Now, people have thought this to be very odd because it's Super Tuesday. I'm not really big on conspiracies, so I guess I'm too naive to see what the connection could be. But, you know, people voting on Super Tuesday, it's an important election, but I think it's such a landslide for Biden and Trump right now that I don't see how a Facebook outage could really change that. But, you know, social media not being accessible or working, I barely could have election interference. For now, I think everything is going to be fine in terms of the Super Tuesday. So thousands of voters from 15 states are heading to the polls right now. This is usually the most consequential of the day or of the presidential race, where people vying for the primary start to get their lead as of today. It's a little different because Trump has had such a resounding lead over Nikki Haley that we do think it's going to be pretty much a clean sweep. Kudos to Nikki Haley for, you know, being gutsy and trying to stick it out, but eventually people are going to stop giving her money, and the Republicans are going to want to put all their effort on making sure Trump gets reelected and Biden not, vice versa. Same thing with the Democrats. So there are 865 delegates up for grabs. Even though Nikki Haley won one of her primaries, the D.C. primary, yesterday, or was it the other day, it'll be interesting to see where she wins. And it all helps Trump, because if he sees where people are not resoundingly in support of him, he could learn from that. What is it that they, you know, is it that he ignored some of the auto workers' requests, or did it have to do with immigration? You know, what was it? Unfortunately, there's a lot of games that get played during primaries where people will switch their political party just to be able to vote in the primary, to vote for the least likely candidate, the less votable, and then they switch right back. So we don't know if many of Nikki Haley's votes are people trying to play with it, you know, but we'll see. So Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, South Carolina, Michigan, Idaho, Missouri, North Dakota, and D.C. and U.S. Virgin Islands already done, with Trump getting 273 delegates, Haley 43. Now the 15 states are Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, and Virginia. So Haley will be in South Carolina. Some people speculating that she would drop out. She says she's not going to after Super Tuesday, but at some point, you know, I mean, for me, if I ever ran for office, I wouldn't want people donating money. You know, unfortunately, to run and to make the debates or to make the certain, you have to have a certain amount of fundraising. And so, you know, I'd be like, in fact, that's something I wanted to do. I wanted to do a TV show. It was a reality TV show years ago, where I would do lemonade stands. I would make my own money, work to make my own money for the campaign, do very inexpensive, because I wasn't making money, campaigning, and seeing how far that got. More of a scientific challenge, not that I wanted to run for president, but to see if there's a way for somebody to win without pulling thousands upon thousands of dollars from individuals and millions of dollars that could go to better causes. And unfortunately, you have to give up your radio show. You have to give up your practice. There was no way I could do that, you know, and still make income. I didn't really give it too much, shall we say, attention. I thought it would be a fun idea to see how far we could go in terms of money raised and not asking for people to donate. But like I said, lemonade, car washes, things like that, getting cheap advertising and figuring out how to do an advertising campaign that doesn't cost millions. But that's not the way the game is. And the funny thing is Democrats and Republicans in the state would not want that. They have a system. And they want that system to be the system. They don't want somebody bucking the system. That's why with Trump, it seemed like a long shot at first, because he was like, to hell with this. And he's like, I don't need your money. I'm going to fund it myself. Now, eventually, he did need money. You know, that, and any business advisor would advise him, why are you using your own money? This is tax-free donor money. You know, don't spend on campaign stuff your own funds. And it's good he didn't, now that he has all these legal cases. So but it's fascinating, you know, to see the amount of money and you know, that is required to go to these things, when we could have been, look at how much money was going to campaign for Obamacare. You could have built hundreds of free clinics with that sort of money. Asked medical providers to donate one day a month, or one afternoon, or one morning to the clinic, you'll get your state licensing fees wiped off, free CME to make it worth the money, and you're able to staff these clinics. We could have been doing so much more with the money. So a lot of delegates up for grabs. Utah's 40, Minnesota 39, Tennessee 58, Maine 20, Vermont 17, Massachusetts 40, Virginia 48, Alaska 29, American Samoa 9, North Carolina 74, Alabama 50, Arkansas 40, Oklahoma 43, California 169, Colorado 37, Texas 161. Now, meanwhile, Colorado, they're stewing. Because they, the Supreme Court unanimously said, you can't keep Donald Trump off the ballot. They don't have the constitutional protection to start doing that. And so now there are party officials that want to impeach or recall the Attorney General who had, or the Secretary of State, Jenna Griswold, after, quote, attempting to disenfranchise millions of Coloradans. They said, with today's unanimous decision by the Supreme Court of the United States to keep President Donald Trump on the Colorado ballot, it is now even more clear Coloradans should have zero faith in you to adequately protect their right to vote and oversee elections in the state of Colorado. They got a point. When the Colorado Secretary of State, who is supposed to preserve people's right to vote, took off the leading contender who people wanted on the Republican side, that sounds pretty fishy. So now there's going to be a recall effort. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the Air Force. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.